This part of the program is an actual hypnosis session, and we'd like to cover three important points before we start.
First, please don't listen to this while driving, operating machinery, or doing anything other than sitting or lying down comfortably with your eyes closed, and preferably use headphones. You might also want to turn off your telephone so it won't interrupt you during this time.
Second, don't expect to feel hypnotized. Just expect to feel relaxed. Hypnosis, as you'll recall from the first part of this program, doesn't necessarily have any special feeling. So just expect to feel relaxed. And if you need to shift your body position to feel more comfortable, or if you need to attend to something urgent, you'll be able to do so instantly and easily because you are always in control.
And third, your mind may drift from time to time. Some of the time you may be paying attention to my voice. Other times your mind might be drifting off thinking of other things. That doesn't matter at all, because you can rest assured that your unconscious mind is getting all the suggestions that you need to get. So there's nothing you need to do. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy listening. You'll find that with every listening of this program, your stress levels in day-to-day living will be significantly diminished, and your enjoyment of life will increase. We recommend listening to this CD several times per week for maximum results. Go ahead and close your eyes and take a deep breath. And we're now going to count down from 21 down to 1. And as we do with each and every count, you will find yourself becoming more and more deeply relaxed.
When I reach the count of 1 and say the words, "Relax now," you'll find that you instantly enter into a very deep and relaxing state of hypnosis. And every time I say the word now, or deeper, or deeply relaxed, you immediately allow yourself to double the relaxation you presently have in your body, always going deeper automatically.
21. Now just send your mind all the way down to the bottom of your feet. You are now allowing this wonderful feeling to flow all the way up and down, just allowing your feet to become very comfortable and very relaxed.
20. You are now allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow up from your feet into your ankles.
19. From your ankles all the way up, all the large and small muscles of your legs on up into your knees.
18. You now feel and find this wonderful relaxation moving from your knees up into your thighs.
17. From your thighs on up into your hips. And as you do this, let your breathing become free and easy.
16. From your hips now, up into your abdomen. And with every breath that you exhale, you're going deeper and deeply relaxed. Want it to happen, and allow it to happen now.
15. You are now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow up the large and the small muscles of your back, allowing those back muscles to completely relax, just like a loose, limp rag doll.
14. Now, allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow up and into your shoulders.
13. Now up and over your shoulders and down into your chest. Such a wonderful and comfortable feeling. And with every breath that you exhale, you are going even deeper and deeply relaxed.
12. You're now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow down into the muscles of your upper arms. 11. And let it flow into your elbows.
10. From your elbows now into your wrists.
9. Moving from your wrists into your hands and across the knuckles and the backs of your hands and then right on out to the ends of your fingertips.
8. It's such a wonderful, comfortable feeling now. With every breath that you exhale, your body just keeps on relaxing, deeper and deeper relaxed.
7. You are now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow all up the large and small muscles of your neck.
6. From your neck now coming up and over your head and down into your forehead.
5. All the muscles of your eyelids relaxing.
4. All the muscles around your eyes relaxing.
3. All the muscles of your cheeks relaxing.
2. All the muscles of your chin and jaw relaxing. And with every breath you exhale, your entire body is loose, limp, and lazy.
1. Relax now. Deeper and deeply relaxed now, all the way into drowsy slumber. Everything now just slowing down, slow, slower, and slowest now, hearing our voices coming in, our voices fading out. And just allow yourself to drift deeper and deeply, all the way now, deeper relaxed, deeply relaxed, and day by day, in every conceivable way, you are becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously caused you stress, anxiety, and tension. In doing this, you find yourself following certain guidelines.
You no longer fall back upon or resort to irrational behavior or to habit-forming substances. You know now that irritability, shouting, fuming, and carrying on do little to alleviate the tension and are often counterproductive when we consider the potential for harm that such irrational behavior carries for relationships with friends and family who must bear the brunt of our attacks. In addition, you resolve not to seek solace in the increased consumption of alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, since these only add physical injury to an already strained body and mind.
You're also realizing now that the danger is not in the stressful situation or experience, but rather in your individual reaction to it. Stress is precipitated by any change in the life situation, whether that situation is positive or negative. Change is an inescapable fact of life, and stress naturally follows. However, we definitely have a choice in the way we react to these changing life situations. The key to handling stress and tension is in recognizing your own stress signals and then taking some positive steps. Although these signals are often not as clear as you would wish them to be, they can be recognized if a close watch is kept. Some common signs are irritability, increased smoking, drinking, or eating, insomnia, uncharacteristic physical or mental errors, so-called dumb mistakes, physical tension, and nervous tics. More and more, you're beginning to recognize your own stress signals and take definite actions to counteract them. At the first sign of these signals, you take a step back and take stock of the situation and your reactions to it.
You're also beginning to locate and be aware of the sources that cause stress in your life. You're making time to take a close and critical look at your personal relationships with people both important and seemingly unimportant in your life. You include friends, family, employers and employees, neighbors, and even casual acquaintances in your observations. You also find yourself looking inward and examining yourself. You're asking yourself some searching questions, such as, do I make unreasonable demands upon myself and those around me? Am I inflexible in my decisions? Am I too rigid in my philosophy of life? You realize that you can minimize stress by learning to accept, to live with, and to take responsible views of your limitations.
You're learning to be realistic in your responses to the repeated stress situations you find yourself in. If you can, you try to change the situation by talking to and negotiating with the other person or persons causing or contributing to the stress. If the situation cannot be changed, then you accept that fact. There is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that this person should not or must not do whatever it is that he or she is doing that stresses you. It would be nice if they didn't. But since they are, and if they're determined not to change, then you must decide what is more important to you: the advantages of the job, the person, the relationship, or whatever the life situation may be, or the potentially disadvantageous effects to your physical or emotional well-being, whatever they may be.
You're also beginning to realize that there is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says you must react to the situation the way that you do. You do have a choice. The choices may not always be attractive ones, and they may indeed be the lesser of two evils. But there is a choice. Depending upon the situation, you may then find it more advantageous to leave it if the stress and tension it causes you are greater than the reasons for staying.
You're also acquiring confidence in your decisions. Once you've made a decision, you rest content that you have made a wise decision, and you dismiss it from your mind and move on. You are acquiring confidence in your ability to make decisions wisely.
You also resolve to get adequate rest and recreation. Studies have shown that people who engage in regular exercise tend to enjoy better health, sleep better, and are generally better able to cope with the stresses and tensions of everyday living.
Day by day, you become more and more successful in feeling positive. You have more and more happy and relaxing thoughts. You accept more and more strongly that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether you will be happy or miserable, tense or relaxed. It's not external events that make you happy or sad, relaxed or stressful, but the attitude you bring to these events. With ever-increasing frequency, you are able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are both necessary and possible.
More and more, you find yourself replacing the habit of stress with the habit of relaxation. For it's a fact that the human mind and body cannot be both stressed and relaxed at the same time.
And should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, and let's face it, we all do at times, you'll find it possible to relieve the stress and tension easily and naturally. And to help you with this, we're going to teach you a simple but powerful technique.
Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, all you have to do is close your eyes, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, picture and imagine yourself as feeling calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are right now. Then to reinforce this relaxation, you say or think to yourself 5 times the word calm. And you take another deep breath, exhale, open your eyes, and go about what you need to do. As you do this, you immediately begin to relax. Stress, tension, and anxiety immediately fade away and are replaced by feelings of calmness, confidence, relaxation, assuredness, and poise.
As you continue to drift on down, deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, you're realizing, both consciously and unconsciously, that day by day you are becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously caused you stress, tension, and anxiety. And you're doing this naturally, day by day, in every conceivable way. To make this possible, you find yourself following certain guidelines.
More and more, you're becoming able to recognize and become acutely aware of your own particular individual stress signals. And as time passes, you are successfully recognizing these signals earlier and earlier in any given stress situation. You also admit openly and honestly that you are experiencing stress. You do this with 3 simple words that you either think to yourself or say out loud. And these words are, I feel stress.
Recognition and acceptance now quickly lead to positive action to manage and alleviate the stress. Since the opposite of stress is relaxation, you now find yourself more and more substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress. And to assist you with this, we are now going to teach you another very simple yet powerful technique. Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, I'd like you to close your eyes, take 1 or 2 deep breaths, and then let them out slowly. Then I'd like you to picture or imagine yourself somewhere that you enjoy being, a favorite place you find to be particularly relaxing. You then allow yourself to experience this place in your imagination, using all the senses that are appropriate and applicable. For example, suppose your favorite place is the seashore. In your imagination, you might see the stretch of sparkling white sand, hear the waves as they break on the shore, and listen to the soft cries of seagulls as they circle lazily overhead. Feel the soft, warm sand beneath your feet and the warm sun on your skin. Taste the salt air on your lips. Smell the aroma of the sea. You then allow a wave of relaxation to wash over your entire body, from the top of your head to the very tips of your toes, relaxing every muscle, nerve, fiber, and bone in between. This brings with it feelings of emotional tranquility, serenity, and profound peace, as all stress and tension drifts away like tiny leaves falling from a tree in the fresh breeze of an autumn day.
Now your mind will accept what I'm about to present to you. as if it were actually happening. I'd like you to picture and imagine yourself in a particularly stressful situation, one that would normally put you on edge and create feelings of tension and anxiety. You know what happens at times like this. You start to get tense. You start to lose control over yourself. You lose that peaceful, contented feeling, becoming very anxious, becoming very irritated, because your imagination right now is very, very good. You might even be experiencing some of these unpleasant feelings at this very moment. And if you do, then that's perfectly okay.
Now then, I'd like you, in the midst of all that stress and tension, to picture and imagine yourself using the relaxation technique you just learned, going back to that favorite, peaceful place, noticing now how the feelings of peace, calm, and relaxation just wash over you, smoothing away all stress, tension, and anxiety, noticing how all around you people might be upset, but you are very controlled, very calm, very peaceful. Whatever degree of control or calmness you desire is yours, and you now realize that you cannot reason or rationalize away stress and tension at the time it's happening. You can, however, imagine it away. Peacefully imagine it away. That doesn't mean that you can't react when something happens. Of course, you can become very alert, but to become anxious and not to be calm about things would only be defeating your efficiency. So, for you to become a more efficient, happier individual, you find yourself becoming a more peaceful, calm, and relaxed individual. And your marvelous ability to let go of stress and tension grows stronger and stronger with each and every passing day.
You've done very well today. You're beginning to realize and understand that in reality, hypnosis is simply a learning experience, a very powerful learning experience that has helped you today. And yet you want to keep on learning. You want to keep on progressing. You want to keep on accomplishing. There are so many areas of your life that you still want, that you still need to learn about. Although you've only been relaxing here a moment or two, it is already beginning to feel as if you're moving ahead. We're going to count from 1 up to 5.
As we count up, you're going to feel wonderful, and you're going to want to keep advancing, to keep learning, to keep progressing. And when I reach the number 5, you'll open your eyes feeling so peaceful, so relaxed, and so wonderful. 1. You've truly enjoyed these last few moments, and you know that you've become the very process of learning and accomplishing. You're now becoming an inspiration to men and women alike.
2. Feeling good with what you've done already, and you want to keep moving ahead. It's beginning to feel as though you've discovered something truly wonderful. This is your discovery, and it can be shared by you in any way that you wish, and at any time that you want.
3. Beginning to feel as though these last few moments have truly been one of the best investments of your entire life, and feeling very, very pleased with what you've accomplished today with the use of hypnosis.
4. You're moving ahead now with confidence, learning, accomplishing, and succeeding, breathing deeper, breathing easier, coming back, coming up.
And 5, eyes open, take a nice deep breath, a nice deep easy breath, wide awake, fully alert, fully back in the room.